Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, man. What's happening?
I tell you what's happening. It's time for our history lesson. That's right. Going to do some learning. Here we go.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 5th. I don't know. There's nothing really that cool that happened.
Not really a significant day in history.
No.
Huh?
Well, I mean, nothing that, you know, I think
Let's
we can
make it significant.
How about, I mean, we got one from like the Fighting Priest, which is interesting to me. I don't know what that's about. And I couldn't really find anything. I did find one thing about like a priest that did jiu-jitsu. How do you say jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu.
Anyway, but that one's dumb. I can't say jiu-jitsu, so we're not even going to bother with that one. Let's do this one. On this day in history, 1921, the World Series was broadcast on the radio for the first time. That's what it sounded like. That's actual real audio right there from the game. The game was between the New York Giants and the New York Yankees. So here we are, the World Series, and it's two teams from New York really expanding.
The world champions. I'm like, you didn't really play anybody else.
Some of this old-timey radio stuff, and us being in radio, I think we can appreciate it, and thank God for the way we have things set up now. Could you imagine,
and here
Hunter?
Here they come. They take the field. This is the first broadcast of the New York Giants.
I mean, that had to be terrifying broadcasting on that old equipment, right? Like, I mean, that's just a shock hazard waiting to happen, right?
Definitely not broadcasting from a hot tub, that's for sure.
Just loose wires everywhere. You got some guy, like, over in the corner sweating, just cranking up the amp. I mean, it had to be tough.
Yeah, it's just wild to see where it's come. Dude, and they're even changing broadcasting right now with that Peyton Manning and Eli doing that thing. People are really liking that. They're liking the different pace they're doing on Monday Night Football. Just wild how broadcasting has evolved throughout the years, you know?
I don't want to say it's easier now because, you know, there's so much going on and there's so many different avenues. I will say it's easier because all we have to do is push like two buttons. That's it. Back in the day, man, you had to go get the records out. I mean, all the prep you had to do. Hell, you got Pat Moody telling us about back in the day when he first started. Like, he had to wake up like 6 hours before his shift just to get everything set up for the show.
Like, had to go to the police station.
Sounded miserable, man. Now I could show up literally 2 minutes before the show starts, and we're fine. And we're fine. You know?
Dude, you know, it's crazy. Another thing about broadcasting, PA broadcasting, like over the speakers. Went to a high school game a couple weeks ago. They just like updated their field, got all brand new stuff. Dude, the PA, the speaker that they use for the stadium, you can hear it throughout the town.
Yeah.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like the technology they have now. I'm like, oh, that's just one speaker in one corner of the end zone. And I'm like, oh, dude, we had nothing like this. Dude, the Rocket football field is turf now, Brock.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but, dude, it's unbelievable.
You're just saying they're spoiled nowadays. We're spoiled nowadays is what it is.
It's badass. I'm just jealous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You don't deserve a turf field anyway. It's just like you don't deserve all this fancy radio stuff, all right? We need to go back to the olden days where there's a good chance we're going to get electrocuted and die while broadcasting. I think that's what people want to have. That's what they want. But so there you go. On this day in history, the Yankees and the Giants. I can't understand a word he's saying.
What's he
on this
saying?
Oh, they wanted to.
Not even saying anything.
They went into commercial break. All right.
It's the roaring 20s.
All right. That is your history lesson for today. Your comedian for today is Eddie Murphy. We'll be back.